You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Yeah, can you just tell me how Canberra got the name?
Well, there was a lot of suggestions floating around. The National Archives of Australia has a 97-page document, I think it is, with all the suggestions from A to Z. These in our new exhibition are just a few of these suggestions. But in the end, the area had been known as Cambry, and that's from the Indigenous languages of the area, meaning meeting place. So the early settlers of the area had known this area as Canberra or Canberry since about the 1840s. So when the Lady Denman got up and said, "I name the capital of Australia Canberra," on the 12th of March 1913, it was chosen because that was a name that was already known here. And because it means meeting place, they thought that was a good name for a federal capital.
And how that was received amongst the people?
Yes, I think that was one of the better received suggestions. As you can see from the wall there, one of them is Sid Millab per Brisho, which I think somebody had drunk a bit of red cordial at lunchtime and came back with that idea. Our Home Affairs Minister at the time, he was from Texas, King O'Malley. He had a very nice coif, hairdo, liked to wear a purple suit. And he was a bit of an Anglophile, so he suggested Shakespeare. And then, of course, some of the other names, you can see we're drawing on some of our Indigenous native animals. So your kookaburras, your emus, your kangaroos. There's a kanga emu was one of the suggestions. And then, of course, names that were already known around Australia anyway. Things that suggested Federatia, Federalia, Unison, something about, you know, the coming together as a Commonwealth. But yes, in the end, they decided to go for something that meant something to the Indigenous people, to white settlers, and meant unity, meeting, democracy, coming together as a nation.
And why Canberra was founded, actually? Because I've heard it's because of the rival
yes
between Sydney and Melbourne.
Yes, there was basically Sydney and Melbourne thought, well, we should be the federal capital. Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane and Hobart were like, if it's not going to be us, we just don't care as long as it's not Sydney or Melbourne. So during the constitutional conventions of the 1890s, I always imagine Edmund Barton going, "Right, everybody, just calm down, we'll sort this. Here's section 125. Section 125 said that the federal capital will be in New South Wales because they had more land to give. It won't be more than 100 miles from Sydney, so it's not too close to Sydney so that Sydney could, you know, take over. And Melbourne's compensation was that they would be the seat of the federal capital until we got a parliament building here in Canberra. So it was a way of sort of, you know, making sure everybody was, well, everybody over here on the east as well looked after. And it was also a security reason as well. They didn't want something on the coast. So inland, New South Wales, nice climate, and Canberra, the Canberra Yass region was picked because it was picturesque, it had a water supply, had a railway line already, and it was a blank canvas, so we could create a planned city from scratch.
Fantastic. Yeah. That was a fantastic story, Lisa. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for visiting.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.